Dear Florence, hello, honey. This is your old husband speaking to you again in the evening at Quanai, from Quanai, on February the 10th, 1969. How are you today? That's a good starting, because that leads me into the telling you how I am, which is I ain't bad, baby. I'm feeling all right. I had a busy day today, and this is Monday, and I paid a whole team today, most everybody. And I find that I didn't have much money left over. But we have, today was a slow payday. We had what they give a TET bonus, they call it. Every year they give the people who work for us some sort of a bonus, which is made up of family allowance for the number of kids they have and the rest of the business. And we paid 840,000 piastres in bonus, and I had $1 million payroll. That is some payroll. In fact, I went to Da Nang day before Saturday. I went to Da Nang Friday night, picked up my 1,840,000 piastres, and all I had was a little sort of a embassy satchel. Well, I think I've got one in that I used when I was going to school, a satchel like that. And that thing was so damn full. When I was coming back, I was a little bit leery about carrying it, but it didn't break open, and I didn't lose any, and I got most of it paid out today, and everybody's real happy. These Vietnamese are like children on Christmas time when it comes payday. They all are very curious. They want to know how much each one draws and how much money they make. And TET bonus was a big thrill for all of them, because that was some extra money in their pocket that they hadn't expected to get. So they expected to get it, rather, but just getting it made everybody, was almost everybody, happy. A couple of guys didn't get paid at all, and one of them come in real mad and kept coming back and coming back and coming back until I finally told him to go away, that I couldn't do anything for him, to leave me alone, and he went away. But I did send a message to try and get his money and another fellow. They have a great store in settling up all debts by TET. They think that all debts should be settled up, and that's an Oriental philosophy or some kind of a part of their living. But anyway, we got them, most of them can settle their debts, and it's kind of a real George thing. I'm eating a piece of candy and I'm making a big mistake, because my mouth gets the cotton picking dry with those pills I take, and I'm getting fat, and my cheeks are getting fat, and I keep biting the inside of my mouth, and one of my teeth lost a filling out of it, or trying to lose one, and my lips are sore, and everything is, I gotta keep this hard candy in my mouth to keep liquid. So, you see, I'm having a pretty rough time, baby. I need a lot of TLC that I'm expecting to get in letters and all kinds of stuff. In fact, I just now, since I started this tape, got my evening mail, and guess what? I got a bottle of saccharin. Came in a nice watch box, cardam ho box. And I thought, boy, Florence sent me a watch. Gee whiz, I really don't need it. And then I said, uh-oh, that's my saccharin. Let's see, I got something I want to ask you about, baby. How about those shoes you sent me? Now, there's something about shoe boxes that attract people. And if those things got lost, you're going to have to ship those shoes in another box that you got a lot of other stuff in, so it won't look like shoes. It seems like I'm not destined to get a pair of those English shoes, because I know unless you send them around by Diamond Head on a slow boat to China, I should have had them a long time ago, and I think those boxes break open and people just steal them. At least they're a real nice shoe to steal. And they don't get out of the APO systems. Well, if I don't get them and you buy me another pair, ship them out here in a round hat box so nobody will know what they look like, so nobody will think there's shoes in there. The boss has still gone to see his wife. Mr. Dillery's still gone to see his wife. And I'm here still all alone in this big old rattling house. I got some pictures back the other day, and I had put a new battery in my camera, and they look real good. The color's back in them, and I took a lot of pictures of, took a couple of rolls of a refugee camp where we set up in this Operation Russell Beach. I see, and by the stars and stripes out here, that there's a lot of news of Quan Nai in the news reports. So you probably be reading where north and west of Quan Nai, or west of Quan Nai, or north and east of Quan Nai, some of the action that's going on, and so many guys killed, and so many VC killed, and so many wounded. I don't know how successful that operation was. I rather believe they lost a lot of VC slipped through their lines, because those babies are plenty slick, and they can disappear in holes in the ground and pull the hole in after them, and these guys just can't locate them. Well, let's see what else is new besides on all my business. I got one generator in, a 40 kW, and it's working all right. Can you hear that generator in the background? Well, that's ours, and it's running. We don't have, city's not putting out any light tonight. I'm getting a lot of Tet cards. They're like birthday, they're like Christmas cards in America, wishing me well and happy. And I got about 50 that I got to send out. I better sit down and mail them out right away. I've got a list as long as my arm. Maybe I'll send you a card for Tet. Maybe that'll pep you up. Or do you need any pep? I haven't any, much of any, really news this time. I don't know, everything's been going along so swimmingly today. I don't know what happened. Here it is, 8:15, time for my Tet, my Vietnamese lesson. And I don't know where the day went. I came home for lunch, and I went back to work, and I came home for supper, and it seemed like the days just whizzed by. Won't be long till I'll only be having another month to do, another 2 months to do, another 3 months to do, and then I'll be cutting her down. Because here is February the 10th already. Valentine's Day is someday this in February, isn't it? Boy, I'm going to send you a big glob of love on Valentine's Day. Might not send you any valentines, but I'll sure send you a lot of love and happiness. And I know that you use that stuff to keep you warm. Let's see, I went to Da Nang. Yeah, there was something I thought. I went in a small craft, a plane that, what do they call it? Mopar or something.